Investment analysts are predicting a shareholder backlash against the government's handling of the Medibank float. The health insurer began trading on the market on Tuesday, but potentially thousands of investors have been blocked from selling until next week. They now face the prospect of having to stand by and do nothing if their new shares fall below the price they paid for them. Business reporter Pat McGrath.
It was touted as the investment opportunity of a decade, but many mum and dad investors have been left frustrated and disappointed.
Well, bungled's a harsh word. I'd say it's probably not been communicated adequately.
John Vaz is the program director at Monash University's Department of Banking and Finance. Before turning to academia, he advised businesses on corporate strategy, and he says Medibank's float has been poorly handled.
The government's keen to raise funds, obviously, in what's probably seen as a good time to go to IPO. There seems to be a strong appetite for this sort of asset and trying to capitalise on that and obviously, put it in the Treasury coffers was a strong incentive.
So it was rushed?
I would say it was rushed.
Many of the retail investors who bought 60% of Medibank at $2 per share have been surprised by one aspect of the listing process. Even though they were allocated their shares on Tuesday before trading began, they won't be given what's known as a security holder reference number until next week. Without that number, they can't prove to a broker that they own the shares that they want to sell. Meanwhile, the big banks and other institutions, as well as investors who bought their shares through brokers, have been able to trade. And that's presented a frustration to any ordinary investor looking to cash in on the big spike in Medibank's share price. At one point in the afternoon, the company's share price surged by 11%. And John Vaz believes this episode has undermined the government's efforts to please ordinary investors by making a large allocation of retail shares and putting a cap on the asking price.
They wanted to make sure that there was no political backlash around the privatisation, so if large enough proportion of the population participated, there'd be less chance of complaint in the political arena. However, because of this problem now, it may in fact backlash in the sense that people will say, well, I've been sold a pup, but I didn't realise this restriction, it was hidden in the fine print, and so on. So yes, whilst you might say investors should read the prospectuses carefully, these documents are not straightforward for the, probably one time or, second time investor, as a lot of these small investors tend to be, who didn't want to miss out, who had a crack at it, because they were already Medibank customers or something like that, who were pre-registered, etc., but not realising the restrictions.
The government says the rules have been made clear. The timeline and conditions for the float were all disclosed in Medibank's prospectus, and the situation has been the same for other big listings. Retail investors in QR National and Telstra all had to wait until a week after trade began to be entitled to sell. But in those cases, there wasn't a first-day price spike on the scale seen during Medibank's float on Tuesday. However, investment analyst Roger Montgomery says shareholders should see Medibank as a long-term investment. He says those counting on a quick profit on Tuesday were taking a risk.
Anyone who was looking to buy the shares and flip them on the first day for a profit, that is a very risky strategy and really is more akin to gambling than investing.
So do you think there would have been this sort of disquiet about how the process was managed if there hadn't been that spike in Medibank share price?
Clearly, if the share price was roaring ahead every day and was going up, I don't think people would mind that they were forced to hold off their selling until they could sell at a better price, or at least they thought they could. It's only because the share price is going down, I suspect, or not only, but it's certainly a contributor to the disquiet.
And those frustrated investors will be closely watching the direction of Medibank's share price in the days before they're allowed to start selling next week. It fell to $2.10 yesterday, 5 cents below the price institutions paid for their shares, but it's been trading higher so far today.
Pat McGrath reporting there.